And our guest today is Michael Walsh. That's W-A-L-S-H. His website is spinfreehistory.com. And his books are available. You can see the titles of his books at spinfreehistory.com. And then you can get them from Amazon. He's written a lot of books. As I mentioned, we'll take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. And we invite you to visit the chat room, which is always very friendly. And that is spingola.chatango.com. All right, we were talking about the program. I mean, it wouldn't matter who was leading Germany. In fact, Germany was a target before Hitler was ever born. Germany was a target. They've always been a target ever since the Marxist Revolution, 1848-49. But this economic program of the NSDAP was a pamphlet that was issued around May of 1932, and NSDAP issued these pamphlets so that people could understand exactly, okay, what are we for? What are we going to get if we sponsor, if we encourage, if we endorse this party? They knew exactly what they were going to get, which is different than the elections now. All you get is character assassinations on both sides. But anyway, welcome back.
Yeah, I think things have got to change for the future, and I think we are going through a revolution in thought, and I think it's being imposed upon us by outside forces. I did see a very good meme on social media earlier on, and that is that the global new world order is in a period of collapse, simply because I think what we've had is for the last two, perhaps 4,000 years, everything that we've acquired has been acquired by force of arms. It's been nations and empires conquering others and stealing everything that they've got.
Yes.
I've always said this, even though I was born in Britain myself, let's be practical about it. If you want a picture of Britain that will add up, then imagine it. It's quite a long island and a narrow island. So try a picture of Britain in your imagination, but think of it as a pirate ship, with the main mast being London, which is more or less the lower centre of Britain, if that doesn't sound too Irish. And on that mast is flying the pirate's flag. And basically, Britain, I think there are 222 countries in the world, and Britain has invaded 90% of them.
Yeah.
It was 1776 when the United States came about, and I think it's something like 95% of that time America has been at war with somebody. And of course, this is why America is great, because they've been plundering the wealth of all of those other countries for the last 200 years. I think this is all changing, and I think we're going through, as I say, it was a German statesman who invented the term of the revolution in thought. And what we need to do in the future, instead of stealing things from other people, we need to start bartering. The United States has got so much that the world desperately needs. And of course, the world has so much that the United States needs. But instead of stealing it, why not just barter it, exchange it, swap it? That's what China and Russia are doing. This is what America has got to do, and Britain, and NATO. Instead of stealing other people's property, get used to it, start buying it, doing what we do. So when you and I, Deanna, we go to the supermarket, we buy our produce, we go to the checkout, and we pay for it. We don't try and steal it. And this is what the United States, Britain, and the NATO West have been doing. And we've got to start growing up, maturing, and realize that if somebody is going to provide us with a service or a product, then we have to pay for it with something that they want.
You know, I think that America has been so propagandized. I know that Americans have been so propagandized that, I mean, if you were to say that to the average person on the street, they would be outraged because they think that they have been fighting wars for to instill democracy, to save people from terrorism, to do this or that. And it's just not true. What you say is the absolute truth. But, like I say, the average American does not know that.
No, there's something, and I hate to say this because the British, you know, are pretty much the same, you know, but we do have these things that we watch, little movie clips and things like that, and this was only Americans who asked which country Mount Rushmore was in.
Oh, gosh.
These Americans knew where Mount Rushmore was. You know, this is a bit like asking a Frenchman, you know, where's the Eiffel Tower?
Right.
Or asking an Englishman, where's the Tower of London or Buckingham Palace? And these Americans didn't know where Mount Rushmore was. They didn't know whether it was in China or in Germany or Brazil.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, this
these
is...
people vote.
Yeah, and these people vote. You know, this is the sad part about it. And it was a Czech politician whose name escapes me who said, really, President Obama is not the problem. The problem is the kind of people who vote for him.
Well, yeah, I think, but you also have to say, well, who put these people on the map to begin with? Who are the people that selected the candidates that the Americans are supposed to choose from? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, wasn't it President Roosevelt who said that you know, we're selected, you know, we're not elected, we're selected.
Exactly. And,
you know, it's a Punch and Judy show, isn't it? We don't see the people with their hands in these glove puppets. So we see the Republicans and the Democrats knocking sense out of each other and knocking the brains out of each other. We're watching in Britain the Labour Party and the Conservative and the Liberal Party doing the same. But it's a Punch and Judy show. What we don't see is the hands that are manipulating these puppets out of sight. And, you know, everybody thinks that we've got democracy, but I don't know. I'm not an American. You're better placed to answer me than anybody else. But I say to, if I say to a Briton, you know, tell me, what are the basic differences? We've got two parties here who are very, very much against each other. We've got the Labour Party and we've got the Conservative Party. So tell me, what's the difference? They can't answer you. They cannot tell me. Yeah. If I say to you, you know, which is the difference between this dog and that dog, you will say, well, this dog is a German Shepherd and this dog is a Dalmatian. I say, okay, tell me the difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
Exactly.
Tell me what the differences in the policies are of the Labour and the Tory party. They can't tell me.
Sure. Well, the protocols of the lurid elders of Zion say we name the presidents. In the near future, we shall establish the responsibility of presidents. By that time, we shall be in a position to disregard forms in carrying through matters for which our impersonal puppet will be responsible. Puppet.
Yeah, the presidents, unless they break free from it, I do think that Putin broke free from it. To a certain extent, they're all controlled, of course. But I do think that a president, if he wants to, can impose his own will on those people who are pulling strings, and the whole world is waiting with bated breath as to see what kind of a world we're going to have when it's President Donald Trump rather than President Obama.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you any ideas?
Well, I've written a few articles. One article that I wrote very shortly after, I think, right after he was elected. The name of the article is "We've Been Trumped," and I really believe we've been Trumped. So I think that that he would not have succeeded, and I've made this statement numerous times, he would not have succeeded in the real estate business in Manhattan had he not acquiesced to the tribe and to whatever it was that they wanted. He has surrounded himself completely with the same kinds of people that he was said to have opposed prior to the election. I think we're in deep
trouble. Yeah, it could be, and I hope we're not, because if America is in deep trouble, then so is the United States, because America, I think, will try to fight their way out of the corner rather than negotiate themselves out of the corner. And it all depends on his Weltanschauung, his world view. I do think, and I think perhaps we've talked about this before, it was March, would you believe, Diana, since we last had a conversation.
Oh my gosh.
It is that long ago. But I do think that the world has changed rather radically. We were talking about the destruction of Europe in 1944, 1945, and the destruction indeed of many other countries by NATO West, not just the United States. Now, you know, the United States couldn't have done it without the approval, or the association rather, of Britain and Germany and France. They're all in the gang together, and they have destroyed so many countries, and there are very good statistics that suggest that 30 to 40 million people have lost their lives to America and NATO wars since 1945. Now, America, because of its geographical position, has always held an advantage. Is none of those countries that it attacked and occupied were able to hit America back. That has all changed by modern technology. And the United States is as vulnerable now as Germany was in 1939. And it's interesting that America today finds itself in exactly the same vulnerable situation as Germany did in 1940-1941. To the West, Germany was trying to discourage, dissuade, put off Britain, and of course being supplied by Roosevelt's United States. They had that threat facing them through the Low Countries, Belgium and Holland, and France, of course. And their great fear was, is all of the German troops were held down, keeping America and Britain and France at bay in the West. There was nobody there to protect their eastern back door. And Stalin, taking advantage of it, put 4.5 million Red Army troops ready to invade Europe through Bulgaria and through Romania and Hungary to defeat Europe while Germany was distracted by the threat from the West. And of course, Hitler preemptively struck Bolshevik Russia, and they nearly got away with it as well. A pity that they didn't. Bolshevism would have ended 45 years earlier. But now America finds itself in the same position. Is whilst they are distracted with the West, with protecting, as they say, Europe, with NATO, they've got China at the back door. So the United States now has got the Chinese threat on the West Coast, and they've got the Russian threat on the East Coast. So they are caught in a vice. And I really don't know how I would advise Trump on this. They're trying, America, Washington, D.C., the Pentagon is trying to divide, separate the friendship, the alliance between Russia and China. They will not do it. And so the problem is that if the United States should threaten Russia from the Atlantic and from Europe, then they are going to, like Hitler, they're going to find so many troops, so much effort being put into that, that the west coast of the United States, Los Angeles, San Francisco, right up to Portland in Oregon and further up, that's going to be unprotected from China. So the United States today is in the same vulnerable position as was the Democratic Reich in 1940.
But do you think the weaponry is the same? Don't you think that there are other ways that they are depleting the population, that there are other things that they are doing, taking production out of the country? People, you know, we don't see this on the news, but people are living in their cars, they're living under bridges, they're living in drainage tunnels and all kinds of things. I mean, there's so many other ways. And then we have the influx of immigrants, as does all of the countries in Europe. I mean, the whole world seems to be in crisis mode. And it's a very it makes people feel kind of hopeless.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think the United States is vulnerable in that respect, and I have the answers to most things, but I wouldn't know how to rebuild. You know, they're talking about making Trump is talking about making America great again.
Yeah, how's he going to do that? I mean,
yeah, exactly. I think you. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, Deanna. You're an American, and you've got your listeners, so don't let me put my foot in it. But I think it was Abraham Lincoln who was the president who created Liberia in the west coast of Africa to encourage the emigration of the Negroes, African descent people who lived in the United States at the time. And I really do think that this could be some kind of inducement to those who are not European Americans to go to countries that are more likely to welcome them.
Well, there were efforts made by several people, or suggestions made by several people, to ship the black Africans back to Africa, Liberia. I don't know that, you know, people coming here are encouraged to come here. They're encouraged to go into countries in Europe because their own countries are being bombed to smithereens. I mean, a lot of the immigration into this country is a result of warfare in other countries. And there's always a reason for immigration, whether it's famine, whether it's persecution, whether it's warfare, there's all kinds. And most of it is orchestrated. I don't think that it is. I don't think people really want to leave their country unless they're forced to by one of those reasons that I mentioned.
You're absolutely right, Deanna. We have created the problem. Talking about Syrian and North African refugees flooding all over Europe, and they certainly are. But we've got two problems here, is that the misplaced policies of the political elite in the European Union, they created the problem in the first place. Countries like Syria and Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Morocco, they were very stable countries until a short time ago, and it was only because of interference from the NATO West that has destabilized them. I do remember, I've been living in Spain, I travel all over Europe, of course, I've got great connections in Russia right throughout Europe, but I remember that the holiday trade in the Mediterranean Spain was threatened by the prosperity of the North African states who are providing resorts on a par and better than the likes of Florida or Los Angeles, that area, California, and people were going there. They were abandoning places like Marbella, Costa Blanca, the Costa del Sol, Andalusia in Spain, and they were going to Morocco and Tunisia, and they're not doing it anymore because these countries have been destabilized by NATO West. Libya was the most prosperous country in Africa. Now it's the most desperately in need because of the NATO West. Syria, you are absolutely right.
All righty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and his website is spinfreehistory.com. And if you'll go there, if you'll visit that website, you will see the titles of all of his books, and you may purchase those books at Amazon. And they're all very concise and to the point, which is a good thing. It's a very good thing. You don't have to read through 700 pages of something to figure something out, right?
Yeah, thank you for the plug. It's very important you keep on mentioning the books, and you know there is a little bit of a debate between me and my good wife. She says I've got 38 books, I say 39. One of these days I'll get round to counting them, but I'm far too busy producing the next book, so let's keep it going and let's keep... Now, I'm taking advantage of a vacuum that has been created, Deanna, by the shamefulness of mass media and the palace publishers, but they have left a gap for you and me and thousands of people like us to fill with real history. And this is what we're doing. There is an insatiable appetite, Deanna, for real history, not the spin of the victors, the real stuff. So, as you say, Death of a City, Uncensored Adolf Hitler. We want to know not what the Chicago Times said he said, we want to know what the man said. The Führer's Proclamation to the German People, which is not a very good title, actually, because the Führer's Proclamation to the German People is his declaration of war against Bolshevik-occupied Russia, and he is giving his very, very sound reasons for Germany's difficult decision to preemptively strike Stalin's Russia before Stalin's Russia struck Europe. And in 1941, Adolf Hitler actually saved Europe from occupation from the Bolsheviks. But well, he doesn't absolutely get any credit for it. He doesn't get yes any credit for it at all.
You're absolutely right. The Russians, the Soviets, were not anticipating this. They were scheduled. They were ready and prepared for an offensive war. They were not prepared for a defensive war. Really,
that's absolutely right. But there was no way that Hitler's Germany had the manpower, the military means of thwarting attacks from both sides, from the United States and Britain on the one side and the Soviet Union on the other.
Oh, absolutely.
It just wasn't possible. But when you are walking down a road and you're getting mugged by three people, then, you know, if you're a wise pugilist, then you try to disable one and then turn on the others. And this is precisely what Hitler's Germany was doing. It was being attacked by two thugs called Britain and America on the one side, and then looking over its shoulder, it found this other thug, Stalin, Joseph Stalin, the ex-bank robber, the dwarfish ex-bank robber, only 5'4" tall. He was a tiny little creature. This is why I always like to have the cameras down by his knees, pointing upwards to the left. Pointing upwards to give the appearance that he was a big man. He was not. He was a runt. He was 5'4". He was a tiny little ugly dwarf. But Hitler's Germany, of course, saw him wading into the fight as well. So whilst they tried to keep America and Britain at bay on one side, they turned and gave this little dwarf Stalin a very, very good hiding. And the little dwarf Stalin was well on the ropes and almost beaten senseless when the United States and Britain came rushing to their aid. And of course, this turned everything around.
Yes, indeed, with their Lend-Lease program.
Absolutely. What a terrible thing. A tragedy, Diana. It was the United States. You know, we're all impressed when we see on, the history program and all of these things, Stalin's organs, these terrifying weapons that were devastating the German people and Europe, of course. They were all Studebaker trucks. The Russian, yes, entire Russian army was being run on trucks that were, I don't know where Studebaker, I suppose they had several plants around the United States.
Yes.
Okay, all Studebaker trucks.
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Michael Walsh, and his website is spinfreehistory.com, and we were talking about the Lend-Lease program, and that's got a little bit of interesting history. Actually, Felix Frankfurter, who was an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, wrote that program. He wrote the Lend-Lease program. And, of course, the Soviets were the biggest benefactors of that particular piece of legislation. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, another thing that is interesting, but probably won't give you very much pride, is that every uniform worn by a Red Army soldier was buttoned up by buttons made in Chicago.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, but if it gives you any consolation at all, none of the, they would have all been walking in their stocking feet, well, no, their bare feet, actually, if it had not been for Britain. Britain supplied the Red Army. There was 4.5 million in the Red Army, but Britain, for some reason, supplied them with 8 million pairs of boots.
Yeah.
That was while Britons were starving, while Britons were starving and going without. You know, they were pouring all of their money into saving Bolshevism because, of course, it was was a massive investment from the Western corporations. So it's a little bit, you know, there is no excuse anymore for ignorance. It's a matter of choice now, Diana, and there is plenty of information available. It's not opinion, it is fact. I defy anybody to go to any of the books that I have published, with one exception. I've only written one fictional book, A Leopard in Liverpool. All of the others are facts. And people, it's a free world so far, not for very much longer, but if anybody wants to dispute anything in it, then they can do, because it is all proven, it is all proven facts.
Right. There's another question or an issue. A lot of people believe that the Germans viewed themselves as the master race, and that is not true. While people, particularly in the South, were being tacked up on trees with their throats cut, and I'm talking about African Americans, were being killed, slaughtered in Germany. They had a different experience, correct?
Absolutely. It was a completely different society, and this was why there was common cause to destroy it. National Socialism is a concept of a life changing concept, which is just as applicable now as it was then, perhaps more so now than it ever was before. So I would say that my slogan is, we're not the last of yesterday, we're the first of tomorrow.
Ah, yes, that's a good view, a good attitude. I was just during the break looking at the NSDAP 1932 economic program, and it makes perfect sense to apply this anywhere. And one of the first things that they said in the pamphlet was, unemployment causes poverty, employment creates prosperity. I mean, it is so it is so rational. It's an obvious truth. And when we have various areas in the city, I live in the suburbs, we have areas in the city that have been deliberately made into ghettos, into areas where there is no employment, where people do not have an opportunity to get a job. Of course, that's happening all over the country because of the production being shipped out of the country through NAFTA and the politicians. But any time that you have poverty, you're going to have crime, and you're going to have hopelessness. And I mean, it just makes sense. This whole program makes such sense. The other thing, number two, capital does not create jobs, but rather jobs create capital. It's just
you're beginning to sound like Adolf Hitler, young lady.
Oh, I know. The NSDAP program was brilliant.
And yeah, it's a very good. It's a must read for everybody. But really, as my fellow Irishman said, George Bernard Shaw, you know, we really need to just sit back. It might be lying in bed before we drift off to sleep at night. It might be while we're waking up in the morning and we're wandering, looking for a little bit of inspiration to get us on our feet. But just instead of thinking about trivia, of what we saw on the news or read in the newspaper or the magazines or cosmetics or whatever attracts the men, the latest cars, let's think a little bit about the world situation and wonder, if everybody was to say, right, I'm going to be President of the United States, or I'm going to be Prime Minister of Britain or the Chancellor of Germany, how would I handle it? And give it some serious thought, and you'll be surprised that you'll start thinking the same way as the rest of us are thinking. We're coming out of our chrysalis, and that's got to be a good thing. We're beginning to think for ourselves instead of having our thinking made up for us.
Right. One of your other books that caught my eye is the one about, let me just bring that up again here, about Churchill. He is most detestable. Oh, you know, when people laud him for what he did for their country. Oh my gosh, he was a coward, a cheat, a fraud. He was the worst thing. Oh yeah, he was that too.
He was a transvestite, and this is not me being libelous or slanderous, I should say. Now, these are facts. He preferred wearing women's silk knickers. Nobody's denied it. His family conceded as much. We do know that he was a paedophile, that all of the evidence is there. So, you know, people really need to be looking past the trivia of propaganda and looking at the reality. You know, Winston Churchill was voted the greatest ever Englishman. He wasn't English. He was half American. He was entitled to an American passport, and as far as I know, he had one. His mother was Jewish, so that makes him Jewish. So to describe him as an Englishman is as ridiculous as describing me as a Chinaman.
Yeah, just a piece of garbage. And he was, he knew when the bombing was going to start, he would leave. He would escape the city, London, and go elsewhere because London had broken the code, and they knew exactly what was going on in Germany, just as the Americans had broken the code for the Japanese, and they both. They both, Churchill and FDR, monitored the progress of the Japanese to Pearl Harbor. They knew. They provoked it. And it's just, you know, presidents that or leaders that will allow and provoke an attack on their own people. But Churchill is
give you an idea of,
a piece of trash.
It'll give you an idea, Diana, of the power of the media to manipulate our minds, is that Winston Churchill was never very popular in England at all. He was hated and despised before the outbreak of war. He was never elected to lead Britain. He was parachuted in. And when he stood for election to become Prime Minister after the war, when one would normally expect the person who was tick-tick responsible for the defeat of Germany and the end of the war, that he would have a landslide victory. In actual fact, he had a landslide defeat. So Winston Churchill was a lot less popular in the 1940s and the 1950s than he is now. And this is all because the media has created a myth around him, just as they created in the Soviet Union a myth around Joseph Stalin. In the West, in the United States, and certainly in Britain, they have created this person who just simply did not exist. He is a figment of their imagination. You know, Cinderella is not Cinderella. Cinderella is the ugly sister. And we've got to change perceptions on this.
Right. He was a backbencher.
I do get passionate about it, but, you know, Winston Churchill, I've got a picture of him in front of me now, you know, and he really wants me to retch. But I do make a point. Well, you know, people in the United States, they can't understand why in Russia today there are still people, and believe me, there aren't many of them, but there are still people who idolize Joseph Stalin. And well, I say, well, you know, there are people in Britain who still idolize Winston Churchill, and to be quite honest, the difference between them is really not debatable. There wasn't an awful lot of difference. You consider the destruction brought about on Europe by Stalin and by Churchill, you know, it's a bit of a debating point as to who was the worst.
Right. That is sure true.
But we're all victims of brainwashing to some extent. I certainly was until I saw the light, and I've got no doubt that you, at some part of your life, and no doubt your listeners too, you have changed your opinions. And it's a good thing to change your opinion, because as one of the great British diarists said, that when you change your mind about something, what you are saying basically is you're smarter today than you were yesterday, and that's got to be a compliment.
That's a very good way of looking at it. Yes, indeed. And I think it's important that when you've misstated or believed something and published something that wasn't true, that you take it back, that you say, hey, you know, I just was going along with the regular myths of the day. And, I mean, I published, because I started writing for the Internet back in 2005, and I swallowed a lot of the Hitler myths. And, oh gosh, I wish I could pull them back, but it'd be like trying to gather feathers in a windstorm. I mean, it's what's out there is out there, but yes, we should learn. We should continue to do research. We should learn something every single day and learn from what. Yeah,
I agree with you. Sorry, I just meaning to say, sometimes people say, well, what turned me now? Because I had a communist mother and father, for goodness sake. I'm the last person who should have been a National Socialist. I fell out with my father, and my mother agreed with me in the end. But, you know, this is life. You know, we don't always agree with our parents. But people say, well, what brought you around to show any sympathy at all to Hitler's Germany? Do you know who it was? And I'm being absolutely honest. When I first went to see in 1959, I was going to the United States regular. Nearly every sailor who was over 35 on the ships that I sailed on had been involved in the war, in the Lend-Lease program. They'd been on the Murmansk convoys and this sort of thing. They'd been involved in the war, and many of them had been captured by the Germans. And I tell you this, I'm crossing my heart now, I have never, ever met a serviceman who had anything bad to say about the Germans. The only people who had anything bad to say about the Germans of the Reich were people who wouldn't know a German from a Pole or from a Russian. But I have never, ever met a British serviceman, many of whom were prisoners of the Germans, who would say a bad word about them. They said they were well treated, and they were better treated as prisoners in the German concentration camps than they would have been had they been in the British barracks back at home.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there were more American soldiers that came back. I mean, a high percentage of them came back, you know, that had been prisoners. And but that is not the case. The German prisoners were treated as slaves. They had to go in and do the most dangerous work for Britain. And of course, Stalin took a bunch of slaves. They were never seen again. And but they did the most. They were rebuilding, and I mean, they had to do a lot of dangerous things. You know,
yeah, they were clearing. They were clearing minefields with their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah,
they were breaking every kind of law, the Allies. You know, they just totally disregarded the law. And they were sending young, surrendered German soldiers across minefields with their fields to find the minefields.
Exactly.
And they were working them literally to death. And people have got to realize this. You know, they've got to stop believing in the propaganda of the victors and start looking for their sources of information, not just on the Reich and, you know, but from everywhere.
Sure.
You know, it's so very important that they don't become reliant upon people who have lied to them about Syria. They lied to them about Colonel Gaddafi in Libya. They lied to them about everything under the sun. Are we really expected that these people who lied about everything, Hillary Clinton and everything, but they told the truth about the Third Reich? Of course not. It just doesn't make sense, does it?
No, and I think these current states that are being bombarded, being bombed, I think that people are beginning to say, well, gosh, we shouldn't have gone into this country, we shouldn't have gone into Iraq, we shouldn't have gone into Afghanistan. They're saying, well, I wonder if that's applicable to earlier wars. And certainly, the United States has been engaged in warfare since the war with Mexico. I mean, we're talking before the so-called Civil War. And even if you look at the Civil War, it was also about resources and about establishing a corporatocracy, which we have. The world is run by corporations. And when you look at the board of directors for those corporations, they have some very, very interesting names. And you just have to, it's all about money. It's all about resources. Warfare is never, never about what they tell you it's about.
No, all wars are based on the economic considerations, you know, but as I say, people don't die and they don't lose their limbs for this. But there is no excuse now. And one of the interesting things, I know that this is true of the armed forces in the United States, and it's certainly true of the armed forces in Europe, is the current generation is much smarter for very good reasons, because they have access to alternative media like you and me. They're much smarter than their mothers and fathers were, and what they're finding now is there are simply not enough young men who
did we lose our connection? I'm not hearing him. Are we still connected? Okay, he's having those storms, so probably it's weather-related. Okay, all righty, so we will get back, and we're in the middle of a break here. We'll be right back.
Acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
is Deanna. We lost Michael, but we found him again. A storm must have gotten him. Okay, our guest is Michael Walsh, and his website is spinfreehistory.com. And that's what we need. We need spin-free history. And as you were saying, here we have all of these contemporary examples of how countries are just blown to smithereens, and for no reason whatsoever, but for resources and who knows what else. Well, I think I know, and so shouldn't we apply that to every war that we've ever had? It's always about resources, about money, about power.
That's right, and it always has been. You know, of course, I've been at the barricades, as you know, Deanna, since 1968. I think I'm a little bit of a prehistoric revisionist here and now at my age. But I think it's nearly 50 years now I've been researching and working on this. And, of course, I came onto the scene just after your venerable George Lincoln Rockwell was assassinated. That's how far back I go. So I'm still learning even today. I'm constantly amazed at what I didn't know before. So whoever is getting into the box now has got quite an interesting and exciting odyssey ahead of them. And I've said, don't be put off politics, you know, because it's not you. It is really one of the most exciting adventurous distractions. It can take over your life, but it is such a wonderful way of learning about how the world really works, and that's got to be much better than being distracted by the glitz and the glamour and the trivia that we have to put up with normally every day, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes. I had dinner with some friends on Thursday night, and we met at the gym, and we get together two or three times a year, and they don't read books, they read novels. And I think, I don't say anything, I mean, if that's, but I just can't believe anybody would pick up a novel and read it when there's so much truth out there. I mean, I can barely get through all the books I want to read that are factual. Why would I waste time reading a novel, honestly? I mean, maybe, I don't want to be entertained. I want to be educated.
Yeah, it's very invigorating and inspiring, you know, to open up new avenues. Not everybody is like that. We have to accept that. You know, sometimes people say there are too many chiefs and not enough Indians. And I had a lady friend, and she was absolutely bright as a button. She was very, very intelligent and well-educated. But I couldn't understand why she was watching, you know, the trivias and the novels, as you say. And I said, well, you know, Suzanne, this is really not you. You know, you're a very well-educated intellectual one. What are you doing, you know, watching the soap operas?
Exactly.
And she said it's a distraction from the real world.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes, and we'll accept your calls, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with a technologically advanced Wave moisture control units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.